Last Mishnah in Yoma ends with one of Rabbi Akiva's most famous and uplifting statements, Ashreichem Yisrael, Lifnei mi atem metarim, umi metar eschem. In front of you, who you become toyer, and who is metar you. Avichem shepashmaim, your Father in heaven. Fush na you, Klal Yisrael, for whom you are purified. Who purifies you? Your Father in heaven. Rabbi Akiva said this to give chizik to Klal Yisrael. The Beis Hamikdash had been destroyed, the avodah of Yom Kippur was gone. No more red thread turning white. No more would the Kohen Gadol come out from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. What once had inspired awe, Ma Neda Hoya Kohen Gadol B'Tzeisubit Kodesh HaKadoshim, now brought pain. It once was Ashrei Ayin Roskel Eila. Forced was the eye who saw all this. Now the feeling was Ha'ilele Mishma Oizen Davon Avshenu. Now we feel so sad when we hear about these things. The people were mourning what they had lost. How could they get a kapara without the Beis Hamikdash, without the Kohen Gadol, without the Avodah? But Rabbi Akiva always saw the light in the darkness. At the end of Makkos, without the Tanoim cried over the Churban, Rabbi Akiva laughed, reassuring them that if the Nevuah's destruction came true, so too would the Nevuah's of Geula. They were comforted and said, Nechamtonu, Nechamtonu. And similarly, when Rabbi Akiva said, Ashreichem Yisrael, he was teaching them it was not the Beis Hamikdash, it's not the Kohen Gadol that's retired, it's Avichem Shebashamayim. The Lashon Avichem Shebashamayim seems strange. Why not use the word Hashem, as in the Pasuk the Mishnah quotes, Mikveh Yisrael Hashem? Why emphasize our Father in heaven? Also, what is the connection between Rekiva's words and the words at the beginning of the Mishnah? It seems so disconnected, the two parts of the Mishnah. The Mishnah begins, Lifnei Hashem Titaru, Averish Minazman Avokim, Yomek Purim Achape, Averish between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. That is what Yom Kippur is mechapa. Averish not only chaverah, but averus that we do among ourselves. Ein Yom Kippur mechapa. Achirus is chaveroi until you ask mechila from your friend. What is the connection between this, these words of Rekiva and Ashreichem Yisrael? The Ksav Sof explains loshen avichem shebashmayim is if someone insults the king and his son, even if it's a benevolent king and a forgiving person, he will not forgive him until he asks some forgiveness. But if he insulted the king and one of his servants, it doesn't matter the king if he asks mechila from his servant. That's not so important to him. And since we are bonim lemokim, hurting another yid means hurting the king's child. You're hurting the prince. And Hashem, our king, demands we ask his children forgiveness before he will forgive us. And then Rabbi Akiva continues after saying that, Ashreichem Yisrael, forced you up. Hashem cares so deeply about you. You're not his servants. You have to ask mechila from each other. Why? Because you're his children. It's not good enough to ask Hashem mechila. So you might think that when the Shekhinah left the Beis Hamikdash and traveled 10 journeys until it reached Shemayim, at that point our closeness to Hashem was lost as he was so distant from us. Rabbi Akiva tells us he's still avichem, even if he's in Shemayim. He still remains our loving father and we can still be forgiven. It doesn't matter how low we've fallen. As we say in the Ilah, Mo Onu, Mo Anachnu, Mechayenu, Mechasdenu. We describe ourselves as nothing. And we even say, Umoysa Odom in Beheba Oyen. We're not even better than an animal. Yet we continue with the words, Avad Anachnu, Amcha, Ben Avery Secho. With all our faults, the Ribbono Shel Olam still loves us. We're still his children. Rabbi Akiva quotes two psukim, how the Ribbono Shel Olam is betar us. Zerakti Aleichem Mayim Torim Utaratem and Mikveh Yisrael Hashem. We have two ways to get Tara. Either we immerse ourselves in Hashem's Mikveh, or we come to be sprinkled with a Mayim Torim. Both imply we must take the first step. Habol Atayr Mesai Noisai. It reminds me of a story of a father who receives a call from his son's Rebbe, who is very frustrated. Your son hides my chair, throws paper airplanes, disrupts the class. The father speaks firmly to his son and promises to do better. The next day the Rebbe calls. He wasn't disruptive. He didn't disturb me. But he was whispering to his friend. Came back late from recess, ate a snack in class. That night the father asks his son, how did you do today? The boy beams. I was great. I was fantastic. The father smiles and gives him a kiss. He's happy. Not because he was perfect. Because he was making an effort. He had made some change. He was moving forward. That's what Rabbi Akiva was telling us. Even without the Beis Hamikdash, we still have something powerful, a direct relationship with Avinash B'Shamayim. He is our loving Father. He doesn't expect perfection, only direction. If we step toward him, he'll run towards us. As we begin the Ilah, as the gates are closing, we have to take heart from Rekiva's words, where Hashem's children, he's waiting for us to reach out. Let's take that first step, because I bought a tire. Somebody comes with a tire and assign Oysa, Hashem will help him. And then Mitzvah Hashem will be Zeicha to Lifnei Hashem Titaru.